And some sad breaking news. Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman has been found dead in his New York apartment overnight. He was aged just 46. Police said Hoffman was found in his apartment in the West Village neighbourhood of Manhattan. Stephen Gatos is the executive editor of the movie industry magazine Variety. Stephen, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast.
Hi there.
Stephen, this is a tragedy, but is it a shock?
It is perhaps somewhat of less of a shock since it was publicized last year that Philip Seymour Hoffman was grappling with a relapse onto a drug issue. So, of course, that was your first thought, and that seems to be what the early indications are, that it was heroin-related, which is just a terrible, terrible shame in any event, you know.
And a terrible, terrible waste. He was a very, very gifted actor. In fact, I was surprised to learn he was only 46 years old, because his list of film credits is long and impressive.
Yes, and, you know, the word genius gets thrown around a lot, but this guy was the real thing. And when you look at the level of performances, as you said, in a short time, Sidney Lumet's Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, a smaller film people might not know as well. He was just brilliant. He was brilliant in A Talented Mr. Ripley, a supporting role, and Big Lebowski in a small supporting role. He was just incandescently gifted, and it's a terrible, terrible loss.
Mm. And more recently in Moneyball, another good performance. He's just terrific whenever you see him. And he's not he's a stage actor too, isn't he? A prominent stage actor.
Yeah, a very, very prominent stage actor in New York. He very dedicated to it and had a theater company, I believe. And, you know, if people saw The Master, which was, you know, in the Oscars race just a year or so ago, central role as a kind of, you know, a L. Ron Hubbard type character. Another, you know, just enormously special performance, as he gave so often.
He was nominated for Tony for Best Leading Actor in True West, and then he came and directed True West here in Australia in a collaboration with the Sydney Theatre Company. So in this country, I think a lot of people feel, you know, very close to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You know, it's interesting you mention Australia, because one thing I learned about Philip was, even though he was a character actor and not your traditional leading man, he was what we call in the business a bankable star all over the world. He could help get a film made because he had a following in places like Australia and Germany, where he was a movie star, which is a business term, not a term of his craft.
And a movie star, not a matinee idol, that's for sure. But, Stephen, I don't know if you knew Philip Seymour Hoffman, if you can tell us what kind of person he was.
No, I didn't know him personally. I'm a West Coaster. He was an East Coaster. I just know him from his work. I know a little bit, you know, about his situation the last few years by just following some of the work he was doing and the pictures he was trying to put together. You know, he was a family man, leaves behind two small children, just a terrible thing.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 19 past six. We're speaking with Stephen Gatos, executive editor of the movie industry magazine Variety, and we've just been speaking about the announcement of the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's been found dead in his New York apartment, it would appear, from a drug overdose. The news is still emerging. Stephen, can I ask you on another issue, because there's a lot going on, of course, in the world of film. It's Oscar season, and there's a bit of a storm that's broken out after Dylan Farrow, who's Mia Farrow's daughter, has written an open letter in the New York Times accusing Woody Allen of molesting her when she was seven. And this is really starting to have an impact, some people think, on, for instance, the Oscar nominations of Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen film.
You know, I tend to not believe there's any connection between this, terrible story, and by the way, there are both sides to this story very, very strongly. I mean, if there were ever a case where you know, let these two families deal with this personal mess, I don't think anyone can really judge this from the outside, because there's just such a mass of contradictory evidence on this. So it's just something that you know, shouldn't be our concern. But I think the Academy voters are going to treat Kate Blanchett's role as something completely separate, and there's no connection to the personal story that we're talking about. I believe she's going to win an Oscar, and it sounds sort of trivial to say in the same breath as talking about a family situation as grim and dark as the one we're discussing.
Absolutely. Stephen, look, thank you very much for joining us again. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Stephen Gaidos, executive editor of the movie industry magazine Variety, and they're talking about the breaking news overnight of Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman being found dead in his New York apartment on Sunday.